This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 42. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. As I noted on last week's show, the month of May is Women's Month on Eclectic Mix, and all the music will be by either female artists or groups with women at the front. This week's show is dedicated to my mother, and music I think she'll appreciate, that of jazz artist Monica Herzig. We're not going to waste any time, so let's get going right now with a tune called Could It Bebop? Jazz audiences everywhere know Monica Herzig, especially as co-leader of the fusion group Beeblebrox. Yep, as in Zaphod Beeblebrox for those Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fans. Now, Beeblebrox has toured Germany and opened for acts such as Tower of Power, Sting, Santana, Yes, my son's favorite group, Bette Midler, and, well, the list kind of goes on and on. The Monica Herzig Acoustic Project shows her skills as composer, arranger, and pianist. This is all natural for her, as she's been performing as a professional jazz pianist for more than 15 years. She's got a doctorate in music education and jazz studies at Bloomington's Indiana University, where she currently teaches music theory, piano, and jazz piano. The trio consists of Monica on piano, Peter Kinnell plays the bass, and Lawrence Clark III on drums. Now, she's also worked as sidewoman with flutist Oliver Nelson Jr., violinist Kathy Morris, and many more. She's the recipient of the 1994 Downbeat Magazine Award for her composition, Let's Fool One, and with several big band arrangements published with the University of North Colorado Press. She's two times finalist with the Beeblebrox and winner with Oliver Nelson Jr. in the WTPI Winter Jazz Fest competition in Indianapolis, and the 2000 and 2003 Individual Artist Grant recipient from the Indiana Arts Commission. If I go on too long, then we'll never get back to the music. So let's do that right now with The Third Passenger and Just Something for Fun. Monica Herzig. Monica is available through several websites. The best starting point and easiest to remember is probably Acme Records, where you can get more information about her. You can get her CDs at Amazon.com and CD Baby, and you can download individual songs at iTunes. It's great that she makes her music so readily available. And if you happen to be in the Indianapolis area, then you can catch her trio every Thursday and Saturday at Rick's Cafe Boatyard. Just checking. Yeah, that's in Indianapolis, not Casablanca. And she'll be at the Riverwalk Bistro in Milwaukee on Saturday, July 8th. So we're going to close things out now, but before that, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. I'd also like to thank Monica not only for the great music, but also for allowing it to be made available to everyone. Now, my website address is conveniently located at eclecticmix.com, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Just send it to eclecticmix@gmail.com. The last two we've got are called And the Blues Must Go On and A German in New York. So until next week, see ya.
Thank you.